You told me you've been doing public speaking for domestic violence for, did you say 13 years now?
It's been 13 years.
How did that get started?
I had relocated with my insurance company, me and my husband, and my grown son was a teenager at the time. So we moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. And so after settling in, I wanted to get involved with a domestic violence program there and see what I could do to help out. I went there and said, I want to help. What can I do? And so they put me in touch with David Kitts. He's with the Knoxville Police Department. And he sat me down in his office and he says, so, you know, what's your story? Because I told him I had been through domestic violence myself. And he said, well, tell me all about it. So I sat and I told him from the start what I'd gone through. And when we were done, he's like, wow. He was telling me that he goes to police academy. He goes to the University of Tennessee and he does public speaking, you know, against domestic violence. And he said, I would love for you to join me and start telling your story. And he says, you could totally make a difference out there. And I had no idea I was ever going to be a public speaker. I was like, me doing something like that?
What was it you had in mind, like, when you went to him and said, I want to help, which is really cool, by the way. But what did you have in mind that you would be doing for him? I'm curious.
I had no idea about public speaking. I was thinking, you know, well, if they needed help in the shelter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Or
things like
talking,
the hands-on stuff. It didn't cross my mind about doing any kind of speaking. Not at all. So I started out going to different things. When I first got started in it, it was like the third time I went out and spoke was, it was a high school in Knoxville. And it was one of the classes there. And afterwards, this young girl came up to me and she hugged my neck. She had tears in her eyes. And she said that she had been dating this guy for a while that was abusive to her. And she was not happy and she was scared. She didn't know how to end it and things like that. And she said that something I said gave her the strength and she was going to totally break it off with him.
Oh, and, I must have given you chills, man.
Oh, my gosh. We both cried, you know. I was like, and it was that moment that I was like, wow, this is what I've got to continue doing.
Yeah.
Since I came back here in 2008, I contacted Project Safe and said, this is what I've been doing in Knoxville.
There.
And if you need me to speak out here, I don't mind. I've been speaking out for Project Safe ever since. And I'm very, very honored.
You know, I wanted to say, when we talked about the fact that we were going to be doing this and chatted about different things to talk about, and one of the things I had wanted to ask you, who are some of your favorite heroes, to kind of open it out a little bit?
I have to say my heroes are those women before me that got away. I'm going to cry.
I know, man, I'm crying.
That got away from their abusers and were able to stay away. Those are heroes. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard when you're going through it and you're told you're nothing without them. You'll never make it on your own. But then you have these women, these warriors that come into your life and they tell you, I was able to get away. There is a life out there without being abused. I love people and I want to see people happy because you've got this one life and you deserve happiness and nobody should beat you down.